honored if you would join us.
Something dark side. Something complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any buffoons die. This information.
Now I feel like I could take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Well, hello, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Zulu Squadron Radio.
Welcome, everyone.
My name is Gisli.
And I am Egil.
Yeah, we are both your hosts.
That's right.
Your co-host.
That's right.
You're my co-host.
Am I?
Yeah, and I'm yours.
Interesting.
Yes. Well, okay, this is episode 8.
Pocho.
Yeah, episode 8, what should you call it? We always start with that now. It's it's come to kind of a tradition. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about something, Mandalore kind of thing.
Yeah, since we're going to a system open.
Yeah. The fifth orbit of Mandalore, it's kind of cool.
Sounds awesome, but where is that from?
It's from the fact. No, fact, sorry, we're going to talk about
that. Yeah, that later.
It's from Wikipedia, it's about the Mandalore. It's the planet. It's the planet Mandalore is in the fifth orbit of the Mandalore system.
Oh.
Yes, and we could call it the Mythosaur Skull. It's the scum and villainy logo. It's the famous logo worn by Boba Fett.
I like that.
Yeah. I like the other one better. Fifth Orbit of Mandalore.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Oh, wow. We were going to talk about Nimranda.
Yeah.
Wow. We were so going to talk about Nimranda this episode. Oh, wow. Those damn developers, they
dropped the fact on us.
Yeah, they took that from us. What was that?
I actually, thanks, developers.
Alex, Frank, Max, don't do this to us again.
Yeah, you're messing up our show notes.
yeah, but all joking aside, we're of course going to talk about the new FAQ. But first, I want to mention one.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a rant about the community. Because
our awesome community.
Our awesome X-Wing community. X-Wing it's a great game. It's a fantastic game. But what has kept me mostly playing is the community, both here and abroad.
Yep.
Because we've both gone abroad to play, and we play on Vessel and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the online presence of this game is very good, very strong, and it adds to the flavor of our very nice community.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm kind of sad about this.
Yep, me too.
Because I'm talking about the atmosphere the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, the judge ruling, the martial rulings, and people
and
going off.
I'm not ranting about the marshals or the judges or the TOs.
Nope. They do their best.
They do their best, and they are awesome people trying to do something for the community. That's why I must say, what the hell is wrong with you people? I mean, one TO comes to a decision. He has obviously talked to Frank and Alex about a certain trajectory simulator genius thing.
Yeah.
And he was going to rule it one thing. And the community went nuts on both ways.
Yeah.
Because another judges were saying, oh, we're not going to rule it that way because it's not an FAQ, even though it comes from the FFG headquarters.
Yeah.
I can see both
sides of it, of course. I mean, if you're ruling, you're normally ruling rules as written. But this is almost at FFG, coming from them.
Yeah, but still, I'm not sure if I were a TO, I would rule it that way, because...
No. I'm not saying I would either way, but both sides have their merit.
Yeah.
And people not TOing or marshalling, I mean, just
they were spewing a ton loads of shit to TOs and...
Which shouldn't happen.
Which shouldn't happen. Just get over it. I mean, they rule it that way. They are allowed to do it.
Yep.
It's the TO's decision always. It's the final decision.
Yeah.
So
if organized players has issues with it, that's between them.
Yeah.
I mean, just heed the decision and don't get personal.
Plus, he told people about it 2 weeks in advance. So
yeah,
shouldn't have been a problem. So.
No, and it's not even ruling on something that everybody's been playing for a very long time, and this is so sudden and you know, like a thunder out of a clear sky.
No.
I mean, it's a new thing. It's a new broken thing, and you know, anyway, this shouldn't have been such a big of a storm.
No, so I'm just gonna say stop it. Just please do not let something like this happen.
Yeah,
this level. Community is so much better than that.
Yes.
And like I've said, I've only had one bad experience in a game. That's out of, I don't know, 1,000 games or something I've played.
Probably something like that.
Well, one or two.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Okay, let's put that aside.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about the FAQ.
Yes. And what I love about this FAQ, that they obviously expedited the process.
Yeah, they did.
They saw what was coming and they fixed it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. That was awesome.
Thank you. Okay, we're just going to, I mean, every other podcast have been talking about it, so we're just going to go lightly over it.
Yes, fact flight.
First it is harpooned.
Yep.
When an attack hits a ship after the compare result or before deal damage with harpoon condition and has one or more uncancelled crit results, the condition resolves at that time. See timing chart for performing an attack on page 8. Note that this occurs even if those crit results are subsequently cancelled, as in the case of 10 wind, laser turret, iron cannon, jamming beam, etc. But not if the crit result are altered or removed at an earlier step, such as by heavy laser cannons effect.
Yeah.
So it just says TLTs can trigger a harpoon.
Basically. And that puts it to rest. Now we can move on that subject.
Yeah. I personally would have liked to have it the other way.
And me too. I think it's ridiculous. If you're not being dealt a crit card or crit to the shield, I think it should have.
But then they might have had to do something with the timing chart. Might be something to do with an unreleased stuff, maybe. I don't know.
They could have addressed that later. I think it should be. if the crit is cancelled by any effect, it should not trigger the harpoon.
As a person playing harpoons and loving harpoons, they really didn't need that buff.
No, not at all.
I'm not saying harpoons are OP, but they didn't need that buff.
Yeah, I concur.
And then there's Lipo.
Yes.
Lipo says, Lipo may still use his ability to draw an additional damage card. Yeah.
It's like they, pasted the wrong thing into the FAQ.
Yeah, this is poorly written.
Yeah.
Because in their hardest raw...
Yeah.
Rules as written.
Yeah, if you keep rules lawyering it.
Yeah. You can't really... Lipo can draw the damage card on... I'll show you the dark side. But it kind of has to use them both. But no one's going to rule it that way.
Yep.
And you would be an idiot to rule it that way. Because the intent is so clear.
The intent is clear, but it's not written.
No,
but
because in the errata about, let me see, I'll find it it here somewhere. I have it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, because it says earlier, if Marek still deals a Lipo a face-up damage card, Lipo may still use his ability to draw an additional damage card. He then chooses to resolve either the damage card chosen by Marek Steel or the additional card, and discards the unchosen card. It doesn't say anything about that. I'll show you the dark side.
No.
So it just says draw an additional damage card, and I'll show you the dark side is a must ability. So, but yeah, no one's gonna rule it that way. I'm not gonna say anything like that.
No.
I said it online, and some people ranted about it, but that was a misunderstanding. I never wanted anyone to rule it that way, but you can.
Yeah, you can interpret this to, you know, to get the extra information, what comes up in the damage deck, and discard that. But
don't do it. Please don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just Lipo works.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It works.
It's fine like
have,
that.
Have Prince Caesar. Oh.
Zizor.
Before we continue,
yeah.
There's a little bit of noise around us, but because we're recording in Nexus.
Yeah, our local Play Store. Yeah.
Play Store. So
these are some board game players.
Yeah. Anyways, Prince Caesar. Any effect that triggers based on whether or not the attack hits, such as Ion Cannon, cannot be prevented by Prince Caesar's ability.
Yeah. And this is what they mean. They cannot cancel the iron effect?
Yeah, they can't cancel the iron, can't cancel the harpoon. It's just a clarification. Everyone was playing, well, I won't say everyone was playing Caesar like that, because I have maybe played Caesar once against him.
I don't think I have.
So that's something, yeah.
Yeah, but he can, you know, distribute the damage,
but not
the effect.
Not the effect.
Simple.
And weak, hey?
Yeah, the mimicked condition provides a ship's printed pilot ability to Thweak. It persists even if the ship to which it's applied would cease to have a pilot ability, such as if it's destroyed, which normally voids all of its text, or if it suffers the injured pilot damage card. The mimic condition does not grant Thweak any alterations or additions to the printed pilot ability of the ship to which the condition is assigned, such as additional pilot abilities conferred by upgrades like the IG 2000 title.
So it can take both of the IG's pilot abilities.
Yeah.
And you can't Thweak.
Yeah, you can't Thweak.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And Cicatro Visako, replacing an upgrade is distinct from discarding it and does not trigger effects like Japa's illicit tokens. So if anyone's running both Japa and Cicatro Visako, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, so when you swap out an illicit, you don't get the extra illicit token on it that
no,
you had?
No, there were people trying to
use a token.
Discard a token.
And get an extra illicit.
Yeah, as well.
Oh.
It doesn't work like that. It has never worked like that.
No.
Just and stop trying to make both Japa and Cicatro work, I think.
I respect the attempt to try it, though. That's kind of awesome. But no.
And then there's Japa the Hutt. Yep. If a ship uses Cicatro, he's got to replace an illicit token upgrade with illicit token on it, the token is not transferred to the newly equipped.
There you go.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
We were talking about.
Yeah, but you get a new illicit upgrade and you don't get to keep the token.
Yeah. And here's something to your liking.
I love Jan.
Yeah, Canors.
Yeah. A ship with advanced optics and one focus token at range 1 to 3 of Janors can use the effect of Janors to gain an evade token instead of a focus token it could not gain. Because, you know, on the advanced optics card it says you can only have one focus. But that means you can take the focus action and use Janors to change it to an evade.
Janors is basically done before.
Yeah,
actually
places the token.
Token,
yeah.
So
that's a clarification.
Okay, and lightning reflexes. Lightning reflexes can be used during the maneuver from a slam action if it's used then. However, this stress token is assigned before a ship can perform an action granted by advanced slam. So it wouldn't do anything to lightning reflex from advanced slam. You still get the target. Get the action. And
Sabine.
Here's an interesting one.
Yeah, something I've always found silly that people are trying to...
Yeah, well, everyone was... Well, we're obviously talking about Sabine.
Yeah.
Because everyone was kind of playing it as an optional.
Yeah.
Even though...
Which I agree with.
Yeah, even though rules as written, it was a must effect.
So, and like in an absence of a May, it must be a must?
Yeah.
I think that's silly. Anyway, I'll read this up. Sabine Wren. Sabine's ability is optional and does not need to be used on the first friendly bomb that to detonate each round. This is a new precedence.
Yeah, it's a new precedence on cards that do not specify must on their readings.
Yeah.
I mean, Rebel Captain doesn't specify must or may, but it is a must effect. Also, Kylo Ren Pilot and the Concord Dawn Protector title. So, okay, Sabine has usually been played as a May effect, but this changes a little bit.
This changes only for the rules learning. Sabine's work like this intended.
Yeah, but still, it changes a little bit about the must effect cards. Is Rebel Captive a must now? Really? Because the wording is kind of the same. It doesn't specify May, so...
No. That needs to be fact if it's not clear, but Sabine should not be a must.
No, I agree with you. Sabine shouldn't be a must. But then again, Sabine, if you guys are watching the Rebel show, no one controls Sabine, so...
No, not even FFG.
Not even FFG, and not certainly not the player who has her as a...
She kind of just does her thing.
It's a crew. She just does her thing, so... Well, and then we have a big one.
Yes, the actual what do you say?
The actual errata.
Yeah, the reason that we actually got this back.
I think this is the first time they actually change a card. Because it's obvious what it says, but they don't want it to be like that.
Yeah,
it's really, really obvious, and we are of course talking about Trajectory Simulator.
And it's It's interaction with the genius.
It doesn't work with genius anymore.
Yeah.
So, because it's clear on the card that it should do. It shouldn't even need FAQ if they were going to rule it that way.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's the first time they really errata that much from something from working to not working.
Is that including the torpedoes?
of course. No, it's not including the torpedoes. That was a first as well.
Yeah. I mean, this is... Yeah. I like the concept of which they eroded it. Trajectory Simulator and Genius, both being means, extra means to drop a bomb. Normally, so you can't interchange them.
Let's think about
in a row.
Everything that has been nerfed really with Genius and that thing would have been okay if Nim didn't have a system slot.
That is correct.
What made Nim OP really was the advanced sensors Genius combo, bomblet combo. It could just bump you and deal you damage
and drop the bomb.
Yeah, and same here. So
I don't think they want to take the system slot off the Skurg though.
No, not now.
This is something a workaround they have eloquently handled. I think.
Yeah.
Fixes that. The list in question will still be quite formidable.
But We have another one with the TLT effects that occur after performing an attack do not resolve until both attacks have been resolved. We knew this TLT is just a single shot, really.
Just a
single attack. So everything that happens after that happens after.
Yeah, you can't double Vader after it. You can't.
Quick draw can't shoot between shots and maybe kill
the
ship and not get the second one or something.
You can't double stress off a TLT. This
harpoons. You can.
Happens after.
Yeah, it happens after. And then we have a little Q&A. Says multiple bombs cannot drop bombs or otherwise place more than one in the same round. No, you can't do that. Everyone knew that.
Yep. One bomb per ship per round.
Even if it's called bomb or mine or whatever.
Yeah, or launch it or drop it or drop it after you move. It's one bomb per ship per round.
Also, it says, does launching a bomb or otherwise placing a bomb in the play area count as dropping a bomb? No. Yeah, and that. And so affect the trigger after dropping a bomb do not occur after launching or otherwise placing a bomb. So that means, what was it called? The Thai Panzer Red Line or Death Train? Death Rain. Yeah.
Death Rain.
Yeah. He can't barrel off a launch trajectory simulator. He can use it. I thought it was clear on the card because it says when you drop a bomb, and the trajectory says instead of dropping, so you're not really dropping.
Yeah.
Can a ship recover shields beyond its shield value? No.
No, it can't, Farmer.
Everyone knew that except my Farmer. During a combat phase, when does a ship become the active ship? The process occurs in the following manner. The appropriate player nominates one of their eligible ships at the current initiative value. This ship then becomes the active ship, and it may begin the process of performing an attack or by measure range or whatever. So it kind of says that the player has to say, hey, I'm going to activate this ship now.
Yeah.
So.
And then you can start measuring.
Yeah. I think it's mostly because of the blackout ability.
Yeah, what's that?
No, not the blackout. What was it called? The card that came with the TIE silencer. It says when an enemy ship in your firing arc, becomes the active ship, you can boost or barrel.
Oh.
You can or take
threat tracker.
Threat tracker, yeah. So.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. Many of those things are just, I think it was obvious, but they want to.
All right.
Clarifying. Yeah.
When does an effect that triggers after attack resolves occur? It occurs after step 10 on the timing chart. See the timing chart for performing an attack. And we have the timing chart here. After step 10, that is step 10, remove destroyed ships, or remove the attacker if that ship was kept in play due to simultaneous attack rule. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is the speed of the maneuver a ship performed this round? Is performed multiple maneuvers, such as using Slam, Daredevil, etc. Its speed of the maneuver the ship executed from revealing its dial. It just says it's the speed that says on the dial.
Yeah.
Or if you're ioned.
Yeah, that's
That's a speed because
so your speed one there, or otherwise refer to your speed on the dial that you placed in the beginning.
No,
if you Daredevil, it's not a speed one.
I think it was mostly some gunboat players trying to advance slam and maybe use a cruise missile. Hey, I made a two turn. Hey, I get a five die.
Yeah,
a cruise missile because of it. It doesn't work like that.
Nope.
You took a two-speed maneuver, that's
yep.
it.
That's the speed you went.
But, because we were talking about Zeppelin, we're done with the FAQ. We're not going to talk too much about it. Because we were talking about the FAQ. And talking about may and must effects. It's kind of up in the air now, I think. Because of Zeppelin ruling. It's a bit of a gray area now. Because
all the cards that it refers to are not new, so you kind of have to just refer to what has always been done.
Yeah.
Until they feel the need, they have to fake it.
Yeah, but I mean, because Sabine is now May, and doesn't say on the card. Really.
Mm-hmm.
What about Captive, Kylo, Pilot, the Protector title, Reinforce.
The Kylo Pilot might be, yeah, I can see your point.
Intel Agent, Hot Cop, everything
no,
there is
no,
a must.
No. The Kylo Pilot,
yeah, that's a must.
That is a must at the moment, mm-hmm. as written. And I can see why...
well, Sabine was a must as written, really.
No, not really. I don't see it that way.
Well, because Kylo Pilot doesn't say must. It just says the first chip gets the also the dark side. The
right,
chip.
Right.
And Rebel Captive, that doesn't say may or must, but it's
yep.
always been a must.
Yes, and it's actually been ruled that way. If you miss it, you have to apply the stress anyway after the fact.
Yeah, if it doesn't change the game state, because the tournament rule state in the missed opportunity section. Missed opportunities, players are expected to follow the game's rules. Remember
mm-hmm.
to perform actions and use card effects when indicated. It is all players' responsibility to maintain a proper game state and to ensure that all mandatory abilities and game steps are acknowledged. If a player forgets to use an effect during the timing specified by that effect, he or she cannot retroactively use it without the consent of his or her opponent. Players are expected to act with respect and not intentionally distract or rush an opponent with the intent of forcing a missed opportunity. So, game state.
Yeah.
You, of course, you couldn't say the round after, hey, I forgot.
Rebel Cat, when you fired on me, and you know you K-turned.
Yeah.
So, it's a 2 forward.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way.
No.
And I think it's been ruled like, yeah, I mean, this is too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys good with just placing an extra stress on him and leave it as is? I mean,
but shouldn't just every effect, unless stated otherwise, be a may?
That, yeah.
That would clear a lot of issues, I think.
Yeah.
It would be easy for FFG to rule it that way. Just
sure.
Everything as a may, except this, and this card. And then in future cards, they would just say it must.
Yeah, but even though they would implement this now, they would still have to errata all the cards that are in the game now.
Yeah, they would, but...
So just remember to put the must
or
a may.
Would they really have to errata? I mean, couldn't just Rebel Captive be may? Of course, Reinforce and Kylo Pilot, Adaptive Ailerons would be a must. But there are many cards that are a must that could be a may without really changing them that much.
Yeah.
If you have a Hotshot Copilot, you're going to use it. If you have an Intel Agent, you're going to use it.
Yep.
Unless you forget it, of course.
Exactly. Oh, but this is... This is a big debate that we're not going to finish now. And
we should just stop. And
yeah, I think it'll be very wise to put some extra effort into reviewing these cards regarding this issue for FFG
2.0.
I'm not on the Dune train.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we have to now. The game is in a good state, I think, mostly. Even though something like Miranda Nim with Trajectory comes along and ruins everything for a week.
Yeah, for a whole week.
That was quite a short time.
Yeah.
It just
appeared and fucked everything up.
Yeah, it also appeared really quickly.
Really quickly.
All of a sudden, it was, hey.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Anyways, should we talk about regionals?
Let's check out the regionals. We had a lot of regionals,
and we're not going to talk about every single one of them.
No.
It would be a 4-hour episode if we do that. But I think we should mention some of them.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Let me see. Should we... Well,
yeah. Calgary.
Calgary, Canada.
Yep.
Here we have Nim Miranda.
Yeah.
First place. Flown by Bryson Avenchuk. I hope I'm saying it correctly, but I'm sorry.
Is this before the FEC?
Yeah, this is before the FEC.
Yeah, so it has the trajectory genius. Yeah.
And second place, Jeff Frost with Daspol.
Daspol with VI, PS9.
Third place, Greg Voyatris with Triple Noose and Quick Draw, 3PC. No, 3PC. 3P2T, sorry.
Yeah.
And in the fourth place, it's
Brian Mainz with Rogue Squadron, Backdraft, and Quick Draw.
I have played against this list.
Backdraft, Quick Draw both have optics, lightweight, and Quick Draw has expertise. Backdraft has adaptability, and both have fire control system.
I flew against this list on Vassal. I was crushed.
Yeah, you told me about it.
Yeah. Well, next. The Cardiff regionals in Wales. We have to talk about it because that's the regional most of the haywalk went all about. Because first place, Nim Miranda. Second place, Nim Miranda. Third place, Nim Miranda. Fourth place, Nim Miranda. Fifth place, Nim Miranda. Sixth place, Nim Miranda. Seventh place, I think, was Nim Miranda as well.
Probably.
And eighth place here. Vader, Quick Draw, and Noo.
What? And then Kane and Fenn built after that.
But there are Nim Mirandas.
Nim Miranda. Podash.
Yeah.
Noah Wexley. And, okay. Well,
that was a Cardiff. Top four of Nim Miranda. And seven out of top eight Nim Mirandas. Yeah, people went nuts about it. And I think this might be one of the big reasons FFG decided to nerf this. They didn't want it like this.
Results like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is... Thank you, FFG.
Yeah. But, yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun, yeah. Salt Lake City.
Utah.
Yeah. Jonathan Grasser won that one. With Nim Miranda.
The ultimate bridesmaid. Finally won something.
Yeah.
Good going. Nim Miranda.
And Kyle Madel here with Paul Jess and Lorik.
Nice.
Jerry Russell. You know him, of course.
Yep.
Das Poe. And Scott Happler with Nim Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing really new here. All this that we know.
Yeah.
Then we have Italy, Toscana.
Toscana?
I think they actually ruled Nim Miranda. No, the Trajectory Genius.
Yeah.
They banned it, I think, for this regional.
Nice.
So.
First place, Tony Petriconi.
Petriconi with three news and Quick Draw.
Yep.
And second place was Patrick. Partisotti with Vader, Quick Draw, Rogue Squadron.
And a Quick Draw.
Vader, Quick Draw, and Rogue Squadron.
Oh, yeah.
And third place, we have Alessio Scialli with
Scialli.
With Quick Draw, Backdraft, and Rogue Squadron.
There
and we can see the fourth place here as well. Third and fourth, of course, because it's a championship rank. So, nothing new here, I think.
Not really.
It's three worldwide. Imperialists.
Yeah, that's interesting.
In the top four, at least three Imperialists. We don't know what one of them is.
I would think the Italians would be passionate rebels. you know, okay, if they're leaning to the imperialistic side of things, fine.
Oh, whatever. we're gonna go that way. Okay.
Next one up is Stockholm.
Regionals. That was quite a big regionals, I think. And we like Stockholm, so Stockholm was cool.
Is that 165 entries?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. In the first place was Johan Larsson with Nim Miranda.
Yep. With a perfect margin of victory of 1,200.
It was first in Swiss after six games with 1,200. And
that's
strength
a hint.
Of, strength of schedule was 0.67, so...
Yeah, against opponents that made it far and were doing good. So this was a fairly obvious hint.
I've never seen that before.
No.
I've never seen that before.
That is huge.
1,200 didn't lose a ship the whole time. that's wow.
Yeah, I think everybody's on board with this nerf.
Yeah, I think so too. But still not losing a ship.
That's...
Nim is really easy to take down if you shoot at it.
Yeah, good job, Johan.
He must have baited with Miranda a lot.
Yeah, whatever he did, it worked.
Yeah, it did. Well, second place we have
Mons Holten. Yeah,
that's right.
Fenn and Kanan.
It's Ezra on the shuttle on the. Yeah,
the attack shuttle.
And the attack shuttle.
Yeah.
And Fenrir with him. So.
Yeah, on the bug.
Yeah.
I always, I think the most interesting things about the Kanan whatever list is what upgrade you put on the talk shuttle.
Yeah, I like seeing, that's the crates on top, list.
Is it?
Yeah, because it has, it has Maul here, and Rey, and Selflessness on Ezra.
Yeah. You and pop it out and put take some hits for you.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Kill an opponent with because if Kanan is dying, so I love this.
I think it's
the coolest Kanan list I've seen. And Fenrir really acts as Biggs there because you have to take down Fenrir.
Yeah.
You have to shoot him.
Or he's just taking all the blunt out of your attacks.
Yep.
All right.
And then we have Simon Vipola.
And he's got Nimiranda.
Nothing new there.
And David Sandberg, Lieutenant Karsabi. Crackshot, long-range cannoners, harpoon missiles. And with him is Kath Scarlet, running the Slain One. Crackshot, harpoon, rebel captive, Zeta, and then Zeta leader with Predator and advanced optics.
I like this.
This is something new.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
He won five out of his six games.
Nice. And a decent strength of schedule.
Yeah, nice MOE as well.
All right.
I like this.
And what does Lieutenant Karsabi do?
Shit, I don't remember.
Me either. It's
that
new.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, do that.
Lieutenant Karsabi.
While you're looking up, then there's Poe Dameron and Han Solo. Ooh. VI engine upgrade gunner, hotshot co-pilot, Han Solo. It's interesting. And Poe and Ray. Magnus, I love that build.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, I've got a fetish for Ray. Ray with Millennium Falcon 2. That's probably the Force Awakens one. Expertise, smuggling compartment,
Finn. Lieutenant Karsabi, when you receive a weapons disabled token, if you're not stressed, you may receive one stress token to remove it.
Ah, yeah. Oh, right.
So he should be able to shoot that harpoon whenever.
Okay.
Slam, man.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Cool. Next one we have in Perth, Australia. When was this? That was
20th.
20th. I think it was before the nerf.
Yeah.
I think so. Anyways, it was won by Barry Early, flying Nim Miranda.
Barry Early, mate.
In second place was Andrew Simons with Ezra, Lorik Miranda, it's OP cubed,
yep.
Eco Mark 3 or something. Then we have Vlad Pistek, sorry. I'm extremely sorry about that. Flying Kylo with double noobs. With heavy laser cannon, okay. He's not, they're
what?
Not, they're not using
it. Yeah, XG1 assault configuration. All right.
Okay.
Heavy laser cannon.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's four dice.
That's four
a
dice,
lot of hurt.
But it's, yeah.
No reloading for you, PZ.
It's more expensive than harpoons, but then again, you can shoot every round.
Yeah. PC tech. I don't get it. No. Okay. Sorry, Vlad.
And then we have Sam Lesman with Vessery, Riot, and Quick Draw.
Right.
Just triple.
No.
No, it's not triple A's.
Double. Double E's. No, double defenders.
Defenders, yeah. Both with X7. Vessery had trick shots. Riot, we had Wingman.
Wingman.
Okay.
I haven't seen
and
that played
Quick
since.
Quick Draw with Rage, Baffle. Okay. That's
no.
That kind of quick draw.
Well, rage.
Rage is off.
Baffle one, get an extra shot.
Yeah. Like the train.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. And then we have Louisville, Colorado.
Louisville,
in
yeah.
The States. There we have Jim Frank winning the regionals with one Carthag Pirate, Thweak, and Inultra. Oh yeah, and Cartel Brute. Four ships come.
Huh.
Well done.
Cartel Brute.
He was ninth
with long
in
range.
The Swiss.
Oh.
Yeah, but won the championship.
Nice.
Huh.
Wild card in.
Wow. Carthag Pirate with Tactician and long range scanners.
Three
okay.
With Star Weaver Mark II, auto thrusters.
Nothing more.
Oh.
In Ultra with Crackshot. Host ray shield and ion cannon and a Cartel Brute with long range scanners coming at 98 points. Wow.
I can see how this works, you know, catching people off guard ish.
Yeah, it probably does. Because if I was flying against it, I was like, okay.
And
I'm not afraid.
What are you going to do
that.
With that stuff?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of that. But wow, good job. I love seeing lists like that doing well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And
second
in second
place.
Place we have Nim Miranda.
Yep.
Which means this list won Nim Miranda.
That is exceptional.
Yeah.
Probably had something to do with the Iron Cannon.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I hope so. I hope it just
still
drove Nim off the board.
Still, it's an ultra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, well, it has pulse rate shield, so it's possible to take a second ion or something like that to another ship.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just park it behind Nim and do one damage and and ion it off the board, and you just take an ion to recover a shield every time and just fall out of the board. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Then in
Connor Lutgen with Jess Pava, Ezra Lorik, and Captain Rex.
Oh, it's and Captain Rex. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay.
That is the ship, right? Not the
That's the ship.
Jess Pava can't take a
crew. Just kind of put Ezra instead of Bix there. In the old four ship rebels.
With the
Ferris ship rebel states for cancer.
Yep. Trick shot. 3A2 gunner.
R3A2 gunner. So it's a stress Ezra.
Lorik has tactician as well, so
Okay. A lot of stress.
Control.
Then we have Sam Lupica flying Braylon Stram.
Another kind of stress
bot. With Kyle Katarn, R3A2 and Alliance Overhaul. Crimson Special with Bomblet Generator, Reinforced Deflectors and Deflective Plating, and Crimson Leader with Thermal Detonators, Ordnance Silos, Trajectory Simulator, and Deflective Plating.
Two of them?
Oh yeah, two of them and Braylon.
Hey, got fourth place. Nice.
I like that meta. I don't like bombs.
Colorado.
I definitely don't like bombs, but hey, this is something different.
Yeah.
Two of the top four are just lists that you never see.
Yeah.
And then we even have here Nim and Scout and Slaver.
Kylo Rose Squadrons. Yeah. Mirander Nim.
Yeah.
In eighth place.
Hey, a lot of good lists here. Kudos to you guys. Next one.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We have Maryland in the States as well.
Yep.
Here in first place we have Asajj and Boba.
Asajj.
That's a hard hitting list.
Oh yeah, Boba with Fearlessness, Glitterstin. Yeah.
It's a time
hot cop.
No, it's not a time walk Asajj because Asajj has VI, not Lone Wolf.
Yeah. Lots, Glitterstin, Shadowcaster title. And countermeasures.
And Boba has Fearlessness. It's gonna hit hard.
Yep.
Glitterstin engine and hot cop. Jesus.
Yeah, I can see how this does well.
Yeah. Okay.
This is something you have to fly a lot to get.
I mean, I've flown.
Get your triggers.
I've flown the slave one, quite a lot. In my early days.
Yeah, with Crassus Trellix and the Havalese cannon.
Yeah, I flew that a lot. It's tricky to fly.
Yep.
And then we have David Kelly with Kylo and Double Rose, Deadeye and Chips. Okay, nothing new here. Kyle Joseph here with Kylo, Omega Leader, and Omicron. So it's kind of like the Minox special.
Yeah. Instead
of Whisper, they're using Kylo.
Yep.
It works. And fourth place, Duncan Howard.
Ooh. Quick Draw, Inquisitor, and Captain Ewer, his list.
So this is his third top four regionals this year.
Oh.
He won one, he gave one away.
Yeah.
And this is top four.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's collecting dice, he's collecting templates as well. It's his third set of templates.
Gotta get them templates. Gotta
get them templates. Yeah, did you say the list? It's Inquisitor Crypto and Yor. He's been flying that a lot.
A lot. That's his list.
Yeah, that's his list. It's a good list. Like we will see later. We'll talk about this list a little bit later.
Okay.
Where
are we at?
Italy. Venezia.
Venice!
Yes.
They have X-Wing in Venice. That's awesome. All right, first place.
Mirko Clever.
Yeah.
Flying Fenrau, Jess Pava, and Lorik.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Roberto Pessuto with Nim Miranda.
You missed the Captain Rex in the first list.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense. Nim Miranda, and that's post FAQ, so we see that Nim Miranda is doing well.
Yeah.
It's a.
Just keeps on going.
Yeah. It went from being a broken list to still being top tier, I think.
definitely top tier.
Yeah, top tier. So it might actually be on the top of the top tier.
Yeah.
Still.
Third place, Marco Pividore.
With Control, Vader, and Deathfire.
Ooh.
Okay. Nice.
Deathfire with extra munitions, harpoons, clusters, and long range. Scanner. 3-point bit for Vader's VI. Okay.
Yeah, and quick close VI. Well, yawning here. Okay, then we have Damian Makuk. Makuk, by the way. With Nora and Poe and Fen.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a fat Nora. R5P9 Poe. It's only Model because he doesn't have the points for R2D2.
Yeah.
So.
C3PO. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like this.
That's nice.
You like this.
It's got a lot of things I like. Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Nova Scotia. Canada. Yeah. Halifax.
All right. First place is Eric Zhang. Quick draw on three news.
Yeah. Okay. We've seen this before.
Yep.
Second place, we have Crack Tuck with quick draw, Vader and Lieutenant Dormitz with collision detector and cure droid. Yes, Dormitz, it's the guy you can put your own ships anywhere at range 2.
Yeah, at the start. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you can use Quick Draw Vader to get
very close.
Very close. Yeah.
And Darth Vader has cruise missiles.
Yeah, he should be able to do four straight and shoot at someone.
And chips.
And chips, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate chips on Vader. I don't like it.
And we prefer engine upgrade on Vader. All right.
Imagine this list if the initial joust doesn't work.
Yeah. It's kind of dead in the water.
Yeah, you have to remove one ship in the first engagement. If it doesn't, because you don't have really, Vader is not going to survive only with his barrel, I think.
No.
I don't think so. I know that.
Yep.
I've flown Vader many, 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 many times.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, anyways.
John Inch, he's running Miranda name. And with a 800 MOV out of his four wins.
Okay. But still, he was third in Swiss. Okay, he lost one. That's why.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
he
lost two ships. Two ships.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or some combination of that.
No,
anyway,
he lost two ships the whole tournament.
Yeah, yeah,
that
the
was
whole tournament.
The only
yeah.
game he lost.
Probably.
The MOE says that.
He got tabled.
Yeah, he got tabled.
Yep. Jonathan Mason.
He tabled everyone as well.
Yeah. And so, with fourth place, Nimiranda as well.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right.
I think this one, that is actually post FAQ as well. So, as we can see, Nimiranda is doing quite well.
Still going strong.
Still going strong. Okay. We also had one system opens. Well, there is one. Oh, we forgot. there was a regionals in Element Games in UK. It just finished.
Probably.
Yeah, it did. Rasta Maze and Tricky Tom Williams.
Oh, that's one with Rasta. Yeah.
Rasta won that. It was a great game.
Yep.
He was really, really patient. And note, because our good friend and honorary Thule member.
Yeah, sure, he is.
Jasper Hills. He placed
top eight,
and he was top of the Swiss rank. With his control bots.
Yep.
Yeah, we said it, Jasper. You're an honorary member. So
I'll turn it back now.
We were yelling Thule on top.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
You just don't know it yet.
Yeah,
but hey, those control bots, they are terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know how to work them.
No, I have no idea. Oh, but kudos to Rasta. Great player.
Yeah, we don't have the you know, the rankings yet, but he was playing Dash Po, Intensity Po.
I think Rasta was 8th in Swiss.
Yeah.
And actually, Jasper and Rasta, they flew in top 8.
Yeah.
So Jasper only lost
to the winner. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, congratulations to all winners and top 4s and everything else. Top 4s is a great standing. But we had a system opens as well. Yeah. There is one going on right now in Glendale, Arizona. We don't have the information there yet.
Nope.
But there was one in San Antonio, PAX South.
Yeah.
That was won by a Birmingham Baron called Joel Killingsworth. He won AC Jagger in a great finals game.
Yeah.
And he was flying Duncan Howard's list. And AC Jagger was flying... AC Jagger was flying Nimiranda.
Nimiranda.
That was pre-fat Nimiranda.
Sweet.
I think it went like 5 rounds or something.
He flew
extremely well. And Joel Killingsworth actually went 15-0 that weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. He won the tournament. He also won the hyperspace tournament, so he has 2 invitationals, 1 paid, and he was the only one to win the hyperspace, so he took a win from someone.
Oh man. Can't imagine being the runner up in the
hyperspace. Dude, you just won. He probably flew the hyperspace before that, so he obviously didn't know way. He would probably had just dropped after 5-0 or something just to get the shield tokens.
Yep. Speaking of system opens,
there are less than 2 weeks to the Copenhagen one.
Yes,
I'm getting so excited.
Are we excited?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Are you set on your list?
Yes and no.
I only just discovered what I'm going to fly. I think maybe not.
Sure to tell?
It has something to do with Rebel Regen.
Yeah. Damn you.
Alright.
It's horrible.
And our buddies Freyr and Gunnar,
they're also going. We are actually here in Nexus because we were doing a little practice.
Little bit of prepping.
With Freyr. He's flying Scum Jank. Not going to say anything more than that.
Yep.
It's a Scum Jank. Oh, yeah. It's a Jank.
It's not something you can explain. You have to see it in action.
Yeah. and he flies it really well.
Yeah, he does.
He has to. But, in last episode,
right,
I talked about my pink underwear.
Yeah.
And you told people to check if I was wearing pink socks.
Yeah.
And if not, I was probably wearing pink underwear.
That's right.
Because of my tournament something.
Yep.
I don't have to now.
No, it's right.
Yeah. I have pink plaits under on my ships.
That's nice.
I painted one. Yes. I have my tournament things. I'm flying.
I'm guessing, though, you'll still be wearing your pink underwear.
Yeah, probably. But you guys don't have to check it out. I can show it. No, I'm not going there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a little bit too much of your underwear, but fine.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, last episode, we asked you guys if you have any weird or obnoxious things you do or know about someone who does.
Yeah, while playing.
Playing that people might hate.
Table etiquette.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, we're just gonna remind people to send us an email or message us on Facebook or something with a story or anything like that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please do that.
We would love to get some ideas from you guys so we can work it into our schedule.
Yeah.
And our email, of course, is thulesquadronradio@gmail.com.
We don't have anything more to say in this episode. That was great.
We have lots, but I think it's time.
Yeah, we're running in an hour. I think that's a good time.
Sure. Next episode will be...
Next episode will be probably a week late.
Yeah, because we'll be in...
In the meantime, we might send out some sort of interview episode.
Yeah, something, from the Sights and Sounds of Copenhagen System Open.
Yeah, we're going to interview people and talk to other people and just make a mess out of ourselves or something.
Sure.
I'm going to bring Brennivin and Shark with me.
You're going to bring the fermented shark?
Oh, yes, the rotten fermented shark. For people to eat.
God.
It's delicious.
You're such a stereotype.
It is. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah, it is. And especially with Brennivin.
Oh, that's a combo.
The Icelandic Black Death.
Yeah.
So, but any shout outs?
I would like to give a shout out to all the TOs and marshals and everybody that's doing work to better our community, and
that's a good one.
Yeah, because without the help of a few elite, every community has them. Somebody who puts in the work to build the community, and we also have global ones, and you know who you are, and big props for doing the work.
And talking about that. Big, huge shout out to our ex TO Siki from the Outer Rim Smugglers.
Yeah,
he has been TOing our community since the start.
He's the one who got me into it.
Was the one that got
you
into it.
Me into it, but
he was the one that got me into it.
Nurtured our community.
Is known throughout Europe, at least.
Oh yeah, really good player and a good guy, and he will be missed as a TO at our scene.
Yeah, he just TO'd his last tournament last weekend.
Yeah, from his bed.
Yeah, because he was sick.
It was supposed to be a last hurrah, but shit happens.
Yeah, so a huge shout out to you, Ziggy. Thanks for everything.
And I hope you'll still coming out to play.
I mean, he's not dying, I think.
No, I hope not.
So
he's my neighbor-ish. Maybe put a knock on the door and see, are you all right?
We're going to miss him as a TO.
Yep.
But anyways, I think we're just going to finish the show and say goodbye. And
see you in Copenhagen.
See you in Copenhagen. Oh, yes.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. And to say,
let's AFL you're good.
And goodbye.
Goodbye. Who needs that?
I forgot. While we are at Copenhagen, me and Ed, we will have some alt arts with us that we made. I'm gonna have Whisper. Ed's gonna have Jake Farrell. Just if you like some, hit us up. Say AFL Jökull, and we'll give you one. See you there.